Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Weingartner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ralph Weingartner. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Galatzer moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Caster covering. It's a double play. Galatzer moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair bunts in front of the plate. Berg fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to third. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball four. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm strikes out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Calm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 0 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Finney reaches second base with a double. McNair goes all the way around to score. It's 2 to nothing, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney scores. It's 3 to nothing, Athletics. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weingartner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. William scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Berg and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0-for-1 in the game. Weingartner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weingartner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins moves to third. McNair moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Higgins scores. McNair moves to third. Finney moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Caster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair scores. Finney scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 6-1, Athletics. Thornton Lee now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer bunts towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Caster moves to second. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayes scores. Caster moves to third. It's 7-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Caster scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 8-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trosky scores. Burnett moves to second. It's 8-2, Athletics. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm is 0-for-2 in the game. Kamm hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Burnett moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Burnett scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-3, Athletics. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to second. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 9-3, Athletics. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Caster covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmick moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick moves to third. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. Burnett moves to second. It's 9-4, Athletics. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Caster. Burnett moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. Sam Rice pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Knickerbocker scores. It's 9-6, Athletics. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Finney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.